Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Some time ago, I asked my dear friend Doug one day how he was doing, and I'll always remember his answer. He said, "Harold, for several years I've been maintaining, and now I'm ready to move into surplus." That word surplus ignited in my spirit. So I looked it up in the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, and it's defined as the amount that remains when use or need is satisfied.
I like that.
You know, the amount that remains. Honey, that's surplus. Hallelujah. It reminded me of Proverbs 3:10 in the Living Bible, which describes what happens when we honor the Lord with our first fruits.
So shall your storage places be filled with plenty.
Storage places are used for surplus.
That's right.
Yeah, I've heard the word surplus before. Even preached about it in the context of Luke 21:4.
Which says, Luke 21:4 in the classic Amplified Bible, "For they all gave out of their abundance their surplus, but she," meaning the widow, "has contributed out of her lack and her want, putting in all that she had on which to live."
Even though the story of the widow and her last two mites is familiar, it's well worth reviewing again.
Mark 12, verses 41 and 42 says it this way, "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing."
Jesus pulled over a chair where he could get a good view how much people gave.
I bet that made people nervous.
Can you imagine what would happen on Sunday morning if your pastor walked among the pews observing what everyone is putting in the offering? Some saint would be complaining on the evening news about how all the man of God is interested in is money. Such foolishness. But sadly, it does go on. God does not tell you to give based on what's in your wallet, pocketbook, or checking account. It's not what he says.
Mark 12, verse 43 says, "And he called unto him his disciples and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury."
The poor widow did not give what was convenient or typical. The scripture says that she cast in all, everything she had, not just surplus, but all her living.
In Luke 21, verse 4, in the Classic Amplified, it says, "For they all gave out of their abundance their surplus, but she has contributed out of her lack and her want, putting in all that she had on which to live."
The precious seed the widow sowed moved Jesus so much that she was memorialized in Scripture. Surplus is also used where Joseph advises Pharaoh how to handle the upcoming famine.
Genesis 41, verse 48 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "And he gathered up all the surplus food of the 7 good years in the land of Egypt and stored up the food in the cities. He stored away in each city the food from the fields around it."
There's a key passage, key thought in that scripture, honey. We don't use, spend, or deplete all that we have during the good years.
Mm.
When the American economy was booming, people were buying, spending, and charging as if there was no tomorrow. It looked good, sounded good, felt good. If it did, buy it. Now, I'm not cursing the past or condemning those who've made unwise spending decisions, because truly, I've done some of that myself. However, I am saying that not having a saving plan is foolish, opens us up to the consequences of shortage, famine, or economic hard times.
Proverbs 21, verse 20 in the Living Bible says, the wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets.
Your savings should be designed to give you choices about how you live your future and the quality of your life.
Amen.
However, if you spend everything you got, then when there's an economic downturn, you're at someone else's mercy. Your assets will be exposed and the quality of your life threatened by shortage. We're going to give you three words we really like. Surplus is good. Surplus is good.
Amen.
You know, I was familiar with the use of the word surplus in scriptures, dealing with the widow and her two mites, as well as the story of Joseph creating a surplus of grain during the 7 years of plenty. But I just felt there was something else that the Lord wanted us to see in scripture. I mean, why else would he have ignited the word surplus in my spirit that day when Doug spoke it to me? So I sought the Lord and started scanning scriptures. I came across
Deuteronomy 28, verse 11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And the Lord shall make you to have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you.
The first thing that stirred in me, the scripture says, The Lord
will
shall make you have a surplus of prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Your surplus of prosperity is not based on you, though your obedience to God's word will determine whether or not you receive what God has in store
for
you.
You really ought to read that again. Say that again. Speak that again.
Hallelujah. Our surplus of prosperity is not based on us, though our obedience to God's word will determine whether or not we receive what God has in store for us.
That was a good word he gave you.
Our actions and reactions will either positively or negatively determine our destiny. Note that we'll not just be prosperous, but we'll have a surplus of prosperity.
In Luke 12, verse 32, it says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
So here's the question. If it's God's will to give us the kingdom, then why are so many people struggling? Several years ago, God showed me five hindrances to our surplus of prosperity. Here they are. Fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of failure. In fact, I did a teaching one time on fear, honey. I think I came up with, surprise, seven different kinds of fear that we have to deal with.
Fear. The devil will use fear to stop you and to cut you short.
See, fear is actually his anointing.
That's right.
It's his anointing. Fear, a hindrance. Doubt. Doubt that God will do what he says he'll do in his word.
And yet his word is faithful.
And so many people get that doubt because they're so focused on their circumstances, their current circumstances. They're more focused on that than they are the promises of God that's in his word.
Mm.
So we got fear, doubt, anxiety. Anxiety over the current economic or political landscape. You know, there are good signs in the economy, but at the same time, there's still folks that are getting over the way, truthfully, how bad it has been. But we can't have anxiety because the scripture says,
be anxious for nothing.
Be anxious for nothing.
That's right.
So if we're anxious about our economic situation, then we're not paying attention to the word of God.
Mm.
We're not.
And that leads to
hesitation. Fear, doubt, anxiety lead to hesitation. Hesitation to give what God says to give because of our perceived limitations and lack.
Mm.
Well,
And that leads to?
Disbelief.
That's right.
Over whether or not everything promised in the Bible applies to you, applies to me, applies to us. So fear leads to doubt, anxiety,
exactly.
Hesitation, and disbelief.
And you notice how they gang up together.
They really
do. It starts with that. The enemy comes in and hits you with that fear. Then you get anxious. And
yeah.
Then you start to doubt. And you have hesitation. And you have disbelief. That is just the trick of the enemy.
You know, it's exactly. And they're the hindrances to prosperity, to
That's
surplus.
Right.
Now, the great news is that once we recognize
yes.
that neither fear, doubt, anxiety, hesitation, or disbelief can hold you back from receiving your surplus of prosperity. You can deal with them and eliminate these five hindrances in your life.
And amen.
And amen again, baby. Listen, the word is clear. It's our Heavenly Father's pleasure to give us the kingdom, a surplus of prosperity. God wants us living in abundance, surplus. Our Heavenly Father wants to give it to us, as it says in John 10:10 in the New Living Translation. He wants to give us a rich and satisfying life. In fact, the words surplus and abundance are used interchangeably in the story of the widow with the two mites.
In Luke 21:4, the Classic Amplified gives us this illustration. For they all gave out of their abundance, their surplus, but she has contributed out of her lack and want, putting in all that she had on which to live.
Make no mistake about it. God wants us to have a surplus. For him, it's a matter of keeping his word.
That's right. Deuteronomy 28, verse 11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Let's look at it one more time. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you.
God has no choice in the matter. If you want to look at it that way, as long as we're obedient and faithful to his word, then he must give us a surplus of prosperity because he swore to our fathers that he would.
But the point of it, too, is that he wants to.
That's exactly right.
I mean, he wants us. He's given us that promise so we can stand on it.
A surplus of prosperity.
Amen.
So as we move into the remainder, 2018, 261 days to go, we need to stop asking God to meet our needs. Instead, we should ask him to help us move into surplus.
Amen.
Every morning, I pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, answers, directions, instructions, and ideas on how to be more effective in our assignment and the things that our hands find to do.
Yeah.
And honey, as we make this prayer,
that's right.
God stirs our spirit and gives us revelation. And he gives us
yeah.
the things that we've asked for.
That's
so
right.
we recommend that you ask God today to give you wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and answers, directions, instructions, and ideas on how to move into surplus. And here's the good news. If you ask,
you will receive.
He'll answer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Sow whatever I ask. While you're there, check out this week's two-minute video.
And just as a little update, our daughter is progressing, but she's been in a lot of pain. Thank you for every prayer that has been sent to heaven over her. We just appreciate it with all of our hearts.
We do. We do. Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.